Welcome to Born on the Saturn, your daily dose of cosmic and artistic inspiration. I am Deb, here to guide you through today's horoscope based on the moon cycle. Don't forget to check your sun, rising and moon signs for deeper insight. Follow us on Instagram and visit bornonthesaturn.com. The universe is speaking, don't miss it. Today, March 22nd, the moon transitioned from Sagittarius to Capricorn, continuing the waning gibbous phase. The fiery, boundless expansion of Sagittarius now gives way to Capricorn's grounded wisdom, shifting us from vision to structure, from inspiration to discipline. This is the moment when dreams must take form, when ideas must find a foundation strong enough to hold them. The Aries Sun burns with raw potential, but the Capricorn Moon reminds us potential is nothing without action. Passion is empty without commitment. Aries, you've spent days contemplating the horizon, longing for adventure, but now the Capricorn Moon in your 10th house pulls you back to Earth. The time for searching is over. What will you do with what you've learned? Destiny is not found, it is created. Today begin. Taurus, Sagittarius, ignite a deep transformation within you. But now the Capricorn Moon in your 9th house asks, what did you learn from the fire? True wisdom is born from experience, not theory. This is a day to shape meaning from what you have endured. Where will this new understanding take you? Gemini, the lightness of Sagittarius fades, and the Capricorn Moon in your 8th house asks for depth. What have your relationship taught you about yourself? True connection requires more than shared laughter. It demands vulnerability, trust, and the courage to let go of control. What are you afraid to surrender? Cancer. Sagittarius helped you break free from stagnant routines, but the Capricorn Moon in your 7th house now turns your focus outward. How do you build lasting relationships? Balance is not about compromise, it is about understanding. Where must you take responsibility and where must you let go? Leo Sagittarius reminded you of joy, creativity, and the fire within, but the Capricorn Moon in your 6th house asks you to refine that fire into something useful. What good is passion if it serves no purpose? A flame untamed destroys, but a flame guided can illuminate worlds. Direct your energy wisely. Virgo, the Sagittarius. Moon in your 4th house stirred questions about where you belong, but now the Capricorn Moon in your 5th house asks, how do you express what is inside you? Creativity is not indulgence. It is a necessity. Your soul has something to say. Will you let it speak? Libra Sagittarius filled your mind with ideas, but now the Capricorn Moon in your 4th house calls for silence. Wisdom does not come from constant movement, but from the space in between. Step back, look inward. What truths do you find in the quiet? Scorpio Sagittarius encouraged you to embrace abundance, but now the Capricorn Moon in your 3rd house reminds you that true wealth is knowledge. What do you still need to learn? Seek mastery. Refine your thoughts. A powerful mind is your greatest resource. Sagittarius, the moon leaves your sign, taking with it the urgency of expansion, and lands in your 2nd house, the place of values, stability, and security. What remains after the fire? What is real? You have sought experience. But now, Capricorn asks, what will you build with what you have found? Capricorn, the Capricorn moon, now moves into your 1st house, awakening something ancient within you. You are the architect, the one who can shape reality from raw possibility, but are you afraid of your own power? Step into it fully. The world is waiting for what only you can create. Aquarius, the Sagittarius. Moon connected you to the outside world, but now the Capricorn moon in your 12th house calls you inward. Reflection is necessary before the next step. Are you carrying beliefs that no longer serve you? A truth is waiting in the silence. Dare to listen. Pisces, Sagittarius pushed you to claim your place in the world, but now the Capricorn moon in your 11th house asks, how can your work serve others? The greatest success is not measured in titles or achievements, but in the impact we leave behind. What legacy are you building?
Thank you for joining me on Born on the Saturn today. I hope the stars gave you the insight you needed. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for more cosmic guidance. And if you want to connect or have any questions, find me on Instagram or visit burnandthesaturn.com. Until next time, keep shining under the stars.